Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the godfather of vocal groups and the last man standing of the Shy Lights, as he, with family and friends, honors Dennis Edwards, who sun rose February 3rd, 1943, and his sun set February 1st, 2018. Marshall Thompson will be with us. Due to an emergency, he is delayed. But we, without further ado, will continue to honor Mr. Dennis Edwards Jr. Edwards was born in Fairfield, Alabama, about 8 miles from Birmingham, to Reverend Dennis Edwards Sr. He began singing as a toddler just 2 years old in his father's church. The Edwards family moved to Detroit, Michigan when Edwards was about 10 years old, and Edwards would continue to sing in the church pastored by his father, eventually becoming choir director. As a teenager, Edwards joined a gospel vocal group called the Mighty Clouds of Joy and studied music at the Detroit Conservatory of Music. He was not allowed to sing or listen to secular music at home, and his mother disapproved, when he began pursuing a career singing rhythm and blues music. Now, let me make a point right here to say that this is the source of this description is from Wikipedia, and the fact that it didn't mention that Dennis Edwards was born to Dennis Edwards Sr. and his mother caught my attention. And now later in the article says that his mother disapproved when he began pursuing a career singing rhythm and blues music, does show that she was in the picture, because that would have been questioned. Continuing on the sources online, in 1961, he organized his own soul jazz group, Dennis Edwards and the Fireballs. In 1961, Edwards recorded a single for the obscure Detroit label International Soulville Records. I didn't have to, but I did. And also a spot called Johnny on the Spot. Following time served in the U.S. military in 1966, Edwards auditioned for Detroit's Motown Records, where he was signed and placed on retainer. Later that year, he was assigned to join the Contours after their lead singer, Billy Gordon, fell ill. In 1967, the Contours were the opening act for several Temptations concerts, and the Temptations members, Eddie Kendricks and Otis Williams, who were considering replacing their own lead singer, David Ruffin, who was a personal friend of Edwards, took notice of Edwards and made his acquaintance. This is the years of 67 through 84, the Temptations years. Later in 67, Edwards quit the Contours and was placed back on retainer. He attempted to get a release from his contract, as Holland Dozier Holland had promised to sign him to their new Invictus Records, but was drafted in late June 1968 to join the Temptations, who had just fired Ruffin from the act. Ruffin had tipped Edwards off that he was being drafted as his replacement, which eased Edwards' conscience in replacing him. The Temptations officially introduced Edwards on July 9, 1968, on stage in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created by Beverly Black. I am she moderating this show, and I hope that you will bear with us as the friends and family of the late Dennis Edwards expresses their endearment for their friend. So, Marshall Thompson has not been able to arrive yet, but I am going to start off by welcoming our co-producer, the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. She's always right here helping me hold it down. How are you, Queen?
I'm fine. Good evening, everyone. How are you,
Good evening,
dear?
Good evening. I am blessed. I am blessed. And it is an honor and a privilege to be able to have a platform so that the queens that I see holding on the line can express their endearment for Mr. Dennis Edwards. So
yeah,
first I want to... I'm sorry?
I was saying, yes, I agree wholeheartedly. He was a beautiful guy and did a great, great contribution, made a great contribution to the music industry, a voice that will linger forever and ever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen to that, amen to that. Well, we do have callers that are waiting. So what we're going to do is go around the table. I am going to open up the phone lines, but first I want you to express for our audience your endearment about your dear friend Dennis Edwards. And I want everyone to know that I have been in touch with Mr. Otis Williams, and he is well, and I would ask that we continue to keep him up in our prayers. He is the last man standing. So, Daisy, tell us about your expressions for Miss Dennis Edwards.
Well, I met Dennis, oh my God, I don't even know how long ago, being a part of the Shy Life organization for 46 years, we had many encounters on different stages and different venues down through the years, and he was always just so pleasant and easy to get along with, very jovial, a real jokester, hearty laughter. He and Marshall were very, very close as far as friendship was concerned, and a lot of times backstage he would spend in the dressing room with us just talking about different things, family life and things like that. He's just a beautiful guy that I know. I, like I said, I've known him for many, many, many years, and also working for a promoter here in Baltimore, we were often booking the Temptations here, and of course Dennis was a part of the Temptations organization at that time. I was fortunate enough to be able to write the condolence letter that was read at his memorial service on Sunday for the Shy Life, and that was an honor for me. So much could be said about him and all that he's done as far as contributing to the music industry, because it's something that we as a people can understand. Music is universal, and he had a charisma that not only did you want to hear him perform, but you wanted to see him perform, and that is always a plus. And I'm just praying for the family, the members of his present group, for Otis Williams and his group. And I did speak to Dennis Edwards' group members earlier today and told them that we will keep them in prayer as well. And I'm just asking our listeners to hold them up in prayer, because they have a lot of work to do to keep his name in the limelight and to follow in his shoes. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very, very much. And I am blessed to have met the Shy Lights family, including yourself, over the last weekend. I know that you all had a Vegas show and were not able to be at Mr. Dennis Edwards' home going. It was an honor to meet all of you and to hear the Shy Lights even shout out Dennis Edwards on stage to a crowd sold out of 13,000 people in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That was beautiful.
And so
yeah.
it was very beautiful to hear them remembering their friend in that way. And so we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. So I believe I have someone by the name of Shirley Holding, but she can tell you for herself who she is and what Dennis Edwards means to her. So area code 347, your line is open. Who are you and what would you like to comment? Area code 347, your line is open. Okay, area code 347 just dropped off, so we're going to go on down the line. Area code 630. Area code 630. Your line is open. Who are we speaking with?
Mabel Buckner.
Welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, Daisy Brown. I'm Beverly Black, the creator. Daisy and I are going to hold it down. Marshall Thompson has not arrived yet, but Mabel, your family, tell us about your endearment for Mr. Dennis Edwards.
Well, first I want to say hi to Daisy and you, and happy Valentine's Day to
Hello,
everyone.
Hello, thank you. Same to you.
You as well, sweetie. You as well. God bless.
I met Dennis when he was still with David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks, when they all three were, they had put together a group, and they were performing. And he was just had a heart of gold. How to go, like to laugh, and thinking about him, I just get teary-eyed because he was such a good friend, you know, never the type of person that when you come up to him or want to talk to him about something, he didn't have time. He always had time. He always said, look, girl, what you want? Come in here, let me tell you something about entertainment. You want to get in entertainment, I'm going to show you what entertainment is all about. And he would say, get a pen and paper. Write this down. But, you know, I learned a lot from him. I truly did. I learned a lot from him, especially in the entertainment business. And like I said, my heart goes out to his wife, Brenda, and his family, and the band, and his bandmates. He left great music for us to remember him by, and I'm going to be one that's going to keep his legacy alive.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry.
I say he may be gone, but he's not forgotten. Never will he be forgotten.
Amen. Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, you continue to keep the light on, keep the love flowing, and we're going to go on down the phone lines, but I want to thank you for calling in and expressing
Thank you for
your endearment. It's our honor. It's our honor. So please continue to hold while we go down the phone line so that you can listen in to the others, because I'm sure all of you will be dropping gems. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. In his absence, the co-producer and myself, Beverly Black and Daisy Brown, are holding it down. And we're going down the phone lines, allowing everyone to share their endearments for the dearly departed Mr. Dennis Edwards, formerly known as the Temptations lead singer. And we're going to open up the phone lines to area code 323. Area code 323, your phone line is open. Who are we speaking?
Is that me, A. Scott Galloway?
Hey, A. Scott Galloway. Say hi to Daisy Brown.
Hello,
Hello
there.
Daisy. Happy
Hi.
Valentine's Day to both of you wonderful ladies.
Thank you. Where's
Bless your heart.
Yeah,
don't
I
pay her no mind.
She
don't need no chocolate. God bless you. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. I thought that was you. I was hoping that you would call. Go ahead, A. Scott. Tell us about Dennis Edwards and what he means to you.
I'll try to be brief because I know you got a lot of folks, but, you know, he was my favorite Temptation. And for anyone that doesn't know, I'm a music journalist and I've worked in the industry for quite some time. And I had the honor of doing a lot of interviews for the Emperors of Soul box set that was put out to commemorate the legacy of the Temptations. I also wrote the liner note essay for the Temptations One by One, which featured Dennis Edwards, Eddie Kendricks, David Ruffin, and Paul Williams in their solo years. And through those two projects, I had an opportunity to interview Dennis Edwards one time. And please believe me, I tried to interview him many more times after that, but he proved to be elusive. But I loved him. He was an amazing entertainer. He was a wonderful storyteller. When I did have my one interview with him, telling me all about, you know, his time in the service and, you know, his dedication to music and his love of just communicating with that powerful voice of his, messages that people could take with them, not just regular songs, but songs that really stuck with people, songs about love, life, and what's going on in the world, you know. And I just think that he left behind a wonderful, wonderful legacy of music for all of us to remember and to share with the generations to come. You know, I have so much of the music that he recorded with the Temptations, as well as music he recorded as a solo artist. And like one of the callers that was on the phone a few minutes ago, I did also have the honor of seeing Dennis perform. Let me tell you this. I saw Dennis perform with the Temptations in the early 70s. Actually, my very first concert with my father was seeing the Temptations at the Universal Amphitheater with the Pointer Sisters opening for them, which was an amazing show. This was right around when A Song for You was out, and they did an incredible job. Then I saw Dennis perform at the Pick Fair Theater in Los Angeles in the Hood for his Don't Look Any Further album. That show was not so good. Then I saw him, you know, bounce back incredibly when he had his own Dennis Edwards Review, and I saw them a few times, the best time being when they opened for Gladys Knight, once again at the Universal Amphitheater, but at this point, the amphitheater was enclosed, because back in the 70s, it was an open-air theater, and by the time they opened for Gladys in the 2000s, it was a enclosed venue, and they did an incredible job. He actually had Ollie Woodson in his version of the Temptations. So I have to tell you, that version of the Temptations was probably giving Otis Williams and, you know, the official Temptations some blues, because, you know, Dennis and Ollie together, Dennis and Ollie together is two of the greatest voices the Temptations ever had. So that was amazing. And the other time that I saw Dennis was with Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin. That was at the Strand Theater in Redondo Beach. And that was truly historical. And even though Dennis is my favorite Temptation, that particular night, David Ruffin kind of turned it out. He was just in magnificent voice. And Dennis was fine, but Eddie was having some problems with his voice at the time. But, you know, this is what happens. You know, we watch our legends go from one point in their careers to another. You see them trying to survive. You see them, you know, hopefully doing the very best they can through personal challenges and everything. And Dennis had a lot of challenges.
And don't forget being robbed by the industry, okay,
that
brings on certain challenges. Yeah, there's challenges, and then there's that inside the industry challenge that people don't know about, because we're all dealing with the vicissitudes of life, but then that's that other world.
You're right. Yeah, but then you take a look at, you know, even through their struggles, you know, they still, you know, they have this legacy of bringing other people through so much of their struggles and pain because of the powerfulness of their music, whether it be the escapism of just how good the music makes them feel to the actual messages of songs like Ball of Confusion or beautiful love songs like A Song for You and Dream World and Paradise. I always tell people that if you really love Dennis Edwards and you don't have the Temptations album Wings of Love, you're about to fall in love with that man all over again, because that very rare kind of To the Left album that came out in 1976 is just about a Dennis Edwards solo album, because the producer, Jeffrey Bowen, loved Dennis's voice so much that he favored it over everyone else, to the point where most of the other Temptations just left the sessions. And Jeffrey Bowen, the producer, pretty much could care less because he just got to marinate in the magic of what Dennis was all about. And he crafted that album pretty much in a way that showcased Dennis so beautifully. And so few people have heard those songs, from things as funky as Sweetness in the Dark to the slow songs that comprised all of Side 2, which was a suite of three songs, Marianne, Dream World, and Paradise. So, you know, I just wanted to share all of those things with you to let you know that you know, Dennis will always be fondly remembered in my heart. And I will always sing his praises and tell the stories about how amazing he is. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll all be blessed with even some music that's been sitting in the vault, you know, that hasn't even come out yet, that he recorded.
Wow.
I'm sure the way the industry works, what you were saying earlier, you know, the industry is something else. And as soon as we lose a great person like Dennis, sometimes the floodgates open and all of a sudden treasures are unearthed. And
mm-hmm.
But whether that be the case or not, Dennis Edwards left so much music behind for us to enjoy.
Well,
and
I know that there will be some gospel
talent.
Music coming. There will be some gospel music coming too, I'm sure, because he did lots of that as well, even though most people don't know that. But
mm-hmm.
we'll be hearing from him on the gospel side too. I guarantee it.
I can't
wow.
wait. You know, I wish they had
wow.
put it out in his lifetime. But it's beautiful. So that's what I wanted to share. And I thank you so much for doing this show, and shedding a light on him and giving people an opportunity to speak their heart. And I'm gonna step off because, you know, I get to do this a lot because it's my profession.
I know, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
But I
so
want to thank you so much for calling in. Yes, because I've been following you for a long time, and it's always such an honor hearing from you. Anytime you're able to stop by, I know that you're going to drop gems. And when I see, you know, that area code, or sometimes I'll see where you've messaged that you wanted a heads up, had you had a heads up about a show. So I'm so honored that you were able to call in and have so many gems to drop for our listeners. And I'm going to tell Marshall Thompson that you stood in for him. He probably get a little jelly, but that's all right. You're a historian in your own right. We honor you. We thank you, A. Scott Galloway. And Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown, you see her on Facebook too. She's our co-producer, and she's holding it down with us.
Yeah, we'll continue to hold it down, and please give Marshall my best. I've worked with him several times in the past as well. He's a great brother, and I'm so glad that he, as well as Otis, are, you know, our legends that are still standing tall and keeping the torch lit. Love you guys.
Yeah,
take good care.
Right.
Have a wonderful rest of the night.
And you as well.
Thank
and
you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. And if you give Daisy some chocolate, I'm going to find out. You better have mine too.
Whatever she gets, you're going to get equal.
Okay. That's
all right. Smooches H. Scott Galloway, the amazing, incomparable soul music legendary, all kinds of music historian, journalist. And thank you so much for calling in, all right?
Thank you. Smooches back at you.
All right. God bless. All right. I so enjoy those types of gems, people that have been in the music industry as long as the actual entertainers that can tell you so much about the history and the legacies that they have given us. So, Daisy, you ready to take some more calls?
Of course.
Of course. So let me give area code 202 a heads up. Area code 202. That sounds like Washington, D.C. Your line is open.
That is correct.
Area code 202, your line is open. Area code 202, your line is open. All right, we're going to go ahead and close that line. I thought that that may have been Edwards' groupmates out of the Dennis Edwards Temptations review. Now, we have a private caller, so I cannot call out your area code, but private caller, your number is blocked. Do you have a question or a comment live on Soul School Music honoring Dennis Edwards? Block number, private caller, did you have a comment or a question? All right, we're going to go ahead and close that phone line. Now, we were hoping, Daisy, and I know we had a earlier conference call and kind of figured Marshall would be held up, but the godfather of vocal groups, Marshall Thompson, would have so much to say about Dennis Edwards. We just shared a picture that has the last men standing, Marshall Thompson and Otis Williams. If you have not seen this beautiful picture, look on Facebook on either Marshall Thompson's page, either Daisy Brown's page, or myself, Tribe Family Channel, and you will see a beautiful picture taken in Chicago last month, 2018, with Marshall Thompson and Otis Williams. So we honor these legends for the torch that they carry, and we are going to go out with this show having gone down the list of those that did say, indicate they seem to have wanted to say something. Some may have just wanted to hear what you all have had to say, Daisy. Now, the only thing that I can say about Mr. Dennis Edwards is that I have admired him from the very first time that I ever saw him in The Temptations. I was 9 years old, and I remember my eldest sister going to the Circle Star Theater and bringing back an autographed program from The Temptations. And I was just like so enamored that I'm touching something that The Temptations signed. This is beautiful. They were there. You were them. But what I love is their music. And I have so many different albums by The Temptations. There is so much music that we could have played with Dennis Edwards, with The Temptations, for this honor. But one of the most pivotal songs that most popularly released in those early days, besides Cloud Nine, was Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Hell
so
yeah.
That's what we're going to attempt to go out on, provided the studio has worked it out the way it's supposed to be. And Daisy, do you have any final comments that you would like to make before I start the music?
I just want to thank everyone who called in tonight. It was a very, very shocking bit of news that Dennis had passed, even though we knew he had been ill for a while. We've been praying for a long time that he would recover, but God knows best. And just praying that he is, well, I'm not praying that he's at peaceful rest, because I know he's at peaceful rest. And God doesn't make any mistakes. His voice has been silenced here, but his music will live on forever. And I'm just so grateful to have known him personally, have been able to sup with him and sit around and laugh and joke with him and do various things and spend time with him on the road as a part of the Shylights family. Thank God for Marshall Thompson, who's allowed and made all of that possible for me. And I'm just so grateful that I do know Dennis and can say Dennis was a friend of mine as well as a friend of the Shylights family. And thank you for the time.
And Daisy, thank you so much for the declaration that was read at Mr. Dennis's home going Sunday, February 11th, 2018, this past Sunday. I know that all of the family and friends received your compassion and love with open, embracing hearts. And I want to thank you for always being there in the time of need for each and every one of the fallen that have been, again, taken home to the Lord. We know that absent from the body is present with the Lord. And so for all of you that hold by faith and believe, you have to keep on believing and keep on listening to the music, listening to the legacy bearers, those torch bearers that are keeping the torch lit. This is what Soul School Music is here for, to have a platform to share the voices for the Soul School Music artists, those true music artists. So I want to thank not only Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, I also want to thank you, Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, for helping me hold it down. I'm Beverly Black, the creator of Soul School Music, with Marshall Thompson, live on Tribe Family Channel, A Gumbo for the Soul, international family brand. And I want to thank all of the callers, and those are so many of you that are listening, and thank you for honoring Mr. Dennis Edwards Jr. of the Temptations. So we're going to go on out with Papa Was a Rolling Stone. God bless.
Good night, everyone.
And good night.
Enjoy the rest of your Valentine's Day.
Amen. And good night. God bless.
it was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause it was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. To say that Papa never was a day in his life.
And Mama, bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Stone.
Back on it.
Wherever he laid his hat.
folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a keen eye and said, son.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.